The American Astronomical Society convention landed in Alaska for the first time ever this week. It's bringing over 1,000 scientists and astronomy lovers from all over the world to Anchorage. At a public event last night, NASA scientists from the Kepler mission spoke about their findings in their quest to discover habitable planets outside Earth. APRN's Wendy Jonasson has the story.
At Cirnos Theater Company in downtown Anchorage, scientists from the Kepler mission prepare to give their presentation. It's just one of many talks scientists will give this week for the conference, but this one is a little different. The NASA scientists are drinking Alaskan Ambers, and before the serious lecture begins, a crowd of about 50 is getting ready for a round of science trivia. Wendy Winthrow helps coordinate the Anchorage Science Pub gathering that normally happens at Taproot every other Sunday. Cirnos is hosting on this night because of the American Astronomical Society convention.
Remember not to talk too loud so that other teams next to you can get the answers from you. Unless you want to throw in a red herring and say, oh, I'm sure it's this, when it's really something else.
Even the scientists are invited to join in the trivia fun, including NASA's Steve Howell.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that the trivia that I actually know most of the questions, because I'd feel a little embarrassed if they ask an astronomy question I don't know it.
It turns out that the scientists, including Howell, didn't know all the answers, but they were all still smiling, happy to be in Alaska among the hundreds of others that flocked here this week for the AAS meeting. Howell says they didn't have any trouble convincing astronomers to show up.
For a meeting in the summer, there's meetings in January and June every year. For a summer meeting, it's the largest one in a long time. So I think Anchorage and Alaska were quite the draw.
And what enticed the astronomers to come to a place with virtually no night sky for their summer conference? Howell has a theory that connects a childhood spent gazing into the sky and all the outdoor activities that Alaska offers.
Many astronomers grew up with telescopes in their backyard or being outside at night. And, oh man, mountains and lakes and glaciers and outdoor stuff. If you're interested in outdoors, how can you not love Alaska?
And it's not just scientists who are excited about the AAS meeting. Anchorage residents and self-proclaimed science nerds are also attending some of the lectures and events. Peter Bradley, a freelance writer, noticed the downtown crowds before he knew about the conference.
I saw in the Denina Center that there was a whole bunch of like NASA stuff up. And then at Dark Horse, if you go by, there's just it's full of nerds.
But beer, trivia, and the chance to rub shoulders with NASA scientists weren't the reasons that Bradley made it to the pub event. Bradley was interested to hear the Kepler scientists talk about the possibility of a habitable planet other than Earth.
The idea of aliens is exciting, and this is like the closest thing people are doing towards it. That's how I always see it presented, is it's like, well, exoplanets could hold, they're looking for planets that could hold life.
Two Kepler scientists told the Science Pub audience that there are 72 confirmed habitable planets besides Earth. They will continue to report their extraterrestrial findings throughout the week. Many other astronomers will be highlighting their work as well, spanning the range of topics from black holes to the correct definition of gravity. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.